The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and say hello to shorts and tees and bikinis. And for anything I'm trying to update in my wardrobe, I'm not trying to spend a small fortune. Let me tell you about Quince, because I just found a bikini, top and bottom, $50. High quality. 25 for the top, 25 for the bottom. There is a certain Australian shearling slipper that I've been looking for, and I found it for $50 on Quince. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lexi for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lexi to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Lexi. Okay, I'm gonna get a little sad girl for a second. But Mother's Day is around the corner. And if your mother is still in your life, a really unique gift that you could get is My Life in a Book. How it works is that every week, mylifeinabook.com will send your mom questions via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or custom questions that you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And My Life in a Book compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. Oh my God, I'm gonna cry. And then they can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. So it's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Woo! If you're interested, check out mylifeinabook.com and use code Lexi at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code Lexi for 10% off today. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Lexi Lombard, your host of the At Lexi podcast. Happy 2024. In the spirit of newness and a year ending, what a great time to reflect where I was living, who I was spending my time with, what I was spending my time thinking about, what I was doing, where I was at physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, socially. What do I want 2024 to be about? I want to make more things. I want to test. I want to experiment. That is always a goal of mine. And I never feel satisfied in my making. I always think I could have used more of my creative juices. Let's start social media. Let's start internet projects, because that is where I live most abundantly in terms of my creation. I was an OG YouTuber. I started my YouTube channel back in 2010, 2011, and that has always been my bread and butter, where my major focus has been. And last year was the first year that really took the back burner. I posted just over 15 videos, and in the past, I would have posted somewhere between 75 and 100 videos in the year. However, I will say when I go to my YouTube channel, which is Lexi Lombard, and I look at my most recent thumbnails, I'm happy with the look that is being presented when you visit my channel. So though it's not as active as it has been in previous years, I'm happy with the look. They're clean, crisp, representative of my style at the moment. And it's headed in a direction that I'm comfortable with. As for what I want to do with it in 2024, I'm not sure, truthfully. Vlogging has been so fun. I also love a sit-down video. I had a good bit of sit-down videos this year. The vlogs only started this summer. I think I'd run tired of vlogging because I'd been doing that since 2020 pretty regularly. And I really got into reading. So towards the end of 2022, I started posting book videos. I did the 24-hour reading challenge, ranked the worst books that I read that year, the best books that I read that year. And then I began 2023 with the Lexi Lombard New Year extravaganza, where I talked about all of the best that I had discovered in last year. From those videos, it kind of propelled me into more sit-down videos where I had how to level up, a vision board with me video, a life update, current favorites, summer outfit ideas, get ready with me. And then I went to the Hamptons in August and that began vlogs. Editing Lexi, it's January 11th now. And I've come to the decision that I'm gonna give my YouTube channel 6 months of effort
see if the juice is worth the squeeze, and reevaluate in June.
Then let's talk about the podcast, what you're listening to right now. I wouldn't consider this social media, but definitely internet creation, because you have to experience it digitally. I began 2023 with my How to Handle Burnout episode, part one, and How to Handle Burnout, part two. Christmas season has always stressed me out, and the reasons for the stress has evolved over time. The end of the year has never been my time to shine. It's the hardest time of the year for me, but this year I protected my peace and I'm so proud of myself, because this time last year I was reading a book on burnout, trying desperately to figure out how to manage existence. I was in survival mode. And in the past few weeks, whenever family calls, friends call, I am chipper. What are you doing for Christmas? Oh, my cousin and I are going to Park City. We're going to ski. And then I'm hosting Christmas morning. Scrambled eggs, latkes. Funny that we're having a Jewish dish on a Christian holiday, but no. Love that we're doing that. I don't know, maybe mimosas? Truthfully, I'm recording this right before 2024. I just want to make sure all my episodes are squared away in case I can't make it to the studio because everyone's on holiday break. But I'm definitely posting this Jan 1. So you're listening to this when it actually is the new year.
Editing Lexi, no you're not. This is going up January 11th. I recorded this before the new year, but I'm just posting this now as a bonus episode because I'm giving my 2023 performance review. It's less about me in 2023 and more about, how do I say this? It's not how was I in 2023. It's a performance review of how 2023 was in me.
I try to never reveal if I'm pre-recording, but oops, slipped out. Circling back to the podcast, began the year, how to handle burnout. I wasn't doing well. Then I had some random episodes, something that was piquing my curiosity. Would you rather be famous or digitally invisible? Secret to not giving up on your goals, my sexual side. By February 7th, I must have been in a good mood because the episode's called A Lighthearted Feel-Good Episode. And the one after that, How to Be Dumb Happy. But all couldn't have been that well because February 23rd, the episode is called My Emotional Car Crash. I had crashed emotionally. And then the episode was How to Be Disciplined But Gentle on Yourself, which I believe was the most listened to episode all of last year. Then we have Advice to Live By, Turning 27, How I've Never Worked a Real Job, My 75-Day Challenge. Spoiler, I never completed the 75-Day Challenge. Ironically, the next episode was Self-Sabotage, Maybe ... Good? Question mark. I took a pregnancy test. Am I too young to be grumpy? Odd qualities I find attractive. Weight gain. If the world is ending, then I'm prioritizing fun. Dealing with toxic friends. Post-grad advice. So, I'm back in therapy. How to find your personal style. Not everything needs to be about money. I did something bad. God, I love all of my titles. Why jealousy is great. Defining the term girl's girl and a grief update. Shrooms, friend breakups, and a Taylor Swift rant. God, Taylor Swift's concert was really, really good. I went to Eras this year. That was unbelievable. That was really fun for me. Okay. Life as an only child. Moving on from an ex. Do I shave my legs for my mom's funeral? It's not a breakdown, it's a breakthrough. Why being 28 is gonna be amazing? You're not a monster, you're just a little bunny. How to romanticize your life. I'm on strike with alcohol. My one fatal flaw. Philosophies I live by. How to say no. Is this your first time on Earth? That's a personal favorite. I think that's one of my favorite episodes I've done all year. Adult growing pains and diary of someone genuinely cheerful. I love that the episodes start from being in a hard place and trying to crawl out of it and then having a little fun in the meantime. And then the episodes sort of end with a general theme of setting boundaries and taking steps forward. How to handle burnout, self-sabotage, being grumpy, weight gain, toxic friends, being back in therapy. And then they sort of end with setting boundaries and taking steps forward. Like, you're not a monster, you're just a little bunny. Why being 28 is going to be amazing. It's not a breakdown, it's a breakthrough. Diary of someone genuinely cheerful. Come on, it doesn't get more I'm all right than that. Like, all is good. If I'm not okay right now, I'm absolutely going to be okay. I also did change the bio of this podcast to Diary of a Girl Born in 1996 because it used to say Diary of a Gen Z. And that didn't feel wrong, but it also didn't feel right because I'm a cusp. So this is Diary of a Girl Born in 1996. Hi, I'm Alexandra Lombard. I was born March 15th, 1996. I could go on and on about this podcast. I adore it. I love it. I'm proud of the work that I did in 2023. We'll absolutely continue this in 2024. I would love to grow the numbers. My issue is that I can be a lot more powerful without a video camera. My episodes come through stronger than any episode I've ever tried to record with a camera. Audio lends itself to a bit more vulnerability, for lack of a better term. And when the camera is on, there is a distraction of how do I look? And if you can't see me, that distraction is completely eliminated. So though I feel my episodes are stronger without the video element, it's much more difficult to market them when you are not having visuals to promote, you know? I could take little sound bites and maybe make them trending sounds on TikTok, but I don't have a video clip to use. So if you have any ideas for me, shoot me an email, lexilombard@gmail.com, because that is truthfully a real goal that I have in the new year. How do I get the word out about this podcast more without having to sacrifice the power that I feel having an audio-only podcast? Next up, we have Instagram. Instagram took a dip and a rise this year. The first photo that I posted on Instagram in the new year was a carousel beginning with a mirror pic, and I had blonde hair. I don't have blonde hair anymore. In this mirror pic, I have a sleigh case on my phone, and I'm wearing this white blouse that I adored all through 2022. I soiled it. I mean, like, I wore it out so much that it's really not wearable anymore. I don't think I've gotten rid of it yet, but I did not wear it the same amount that I did that year. Oh, I began the year with road trips. I went to Joshua Tree. I went to Big Bear. A lot of blonde, though. A lot of hikes, Palm Springs. My summer trips went to Mallorca, London, Madrid. Went to Mexico, the Hamptons, Positano, Italy, Paris, New York, back to LA. And then in October, at the end of October, I started my Instagram series, Pick My Fit. And I now have 2, 4, 6, 8 episodes. Very pleased with it. This is something I absolutely want to continue in the new year. I've been looking for ways to bring people onto my channel. I have so many fun people in my life that I would love to show off. But if you listen to this podcast regularly, you know there are very few things that are off limits on this show. And that's intense to subject someone to. You know what's not intense to subject someone to? Come over and pick out an outfit for me. So I love that and will absolutely continue that. And my Instagram handle is Lexi, just like the name of this podcast. Now let's go to TikTok. On TikTok, my username is Lexi Lombard Forever. Oh wow, I actually posted quite a bit, much more than I thought. See, this is why data is so important, because I'll have a feeling about something and then I'll go check and it doesn't match up with what my feeling was. Once again, very blonde. My first TikTok of the year was a brand deal with Harmless Harvest coconut water, the best coconut water in all of the land. I'll say that till the day I die. And then I was still very much doing outfit videos. At the end of 2022 and beginning of 2023, I was showing a lot of my outfits. A couple get readies with me, a couple asking questions. I mean, there's no through line on my TikTok. This is the TikTok account of a girl who's not trying to do anything except for show up as she is whenever she wants to. There's no strategy here, and it's chaotic. I'm not loving it. If someone's like, let me see your work, I would never, ever, 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 ever show them my TikTok. It's a little bit serious, a little bit trolling, very random, very much a girl who uses TikTok much more as a user than a content creator. And then in August, I took up rock climbing. And I started making climbing vlogs. And that has been the most fun thing to create on TikTok for me, by far. That's something that I don't care to put very much time and effort into in this upcoming year. TikTok is fine. It's not my favorite. I also find it to be a very tricky app to maintain healthy boundaries with. And I don't feel that way towards YouTube, towards Instagram, or towards the podcast. And I think my mental health is very important. and I'm not someone who creates a lot when my mental health is low. I definitely create a lot more when my mental health is high. So TikTok is not the main focus. Now let's talk things that I've done from my internet presence into the physical realm. In 2021 and 2022, I launched jewelry with Ana Luisa. I had a Lexi necklace, the goddess necklace, and the Lexi earrings, which I still wear to this day, but I am no longer affiliated. That's actually one of my regrets. They asked me if I wanted to re-sign, and I said no, and I'm not sure why. So I didn't have any physical collaborations this year, and I would like to do that again last year because I really enjoyed that. I would love to partner with a brand and have a Lexi pillow, a Lexi bag, a Lexi matcha, Lexi water bottle. Nothing is in the works right now, but that would be fun. I want to have merch. When I had merch, everybody loved it. I still get questions to this day about it. I should make more. That is something that is absolutely doable, and the fact that I haven't is silly. So 2024, there will be merch. Next sector, relationships. I started this year in a little casual situationship with someone, broke it off around March, mid-March, end of March, was single, had fun in April and May, then end of June, July, started seeing someone else, then added someone else into the mix, then ended things with that person and have been like little dates ever since. Nothing that I ever committed to. I'm a picky girl. I know what I want. And if it's not in the realm of what I want, I would rather be by myself. I love having fun and being flirty with someone. And I also love committing to someone, but I don't want to commit to someone that I'm not even having fun with. Beauty, personhood, physical appearance. I began the year as a bottle blonde, practically platinum. Ending the year with dark brown hair. I just box dyed it. Well, my friend did. Shout out Hair by Ella. What beauty trick hasn't Ella done for me? She is my glam squad. Her and Tyra, absolutely. And then, of course, Waxed by Emily June. I love girlhood. I love the amount of memories that I have of being on a towel on the kitchen floor, having my friend wax my armpits, or sitting in a chair in front of the TV while there's foil in my hair that Ella's doing. I love it all. I think it's so fun. I also ended up waxing my other friend's armpits. I made her bleed a little bit. Like, I'm not a professional. So she never came back. Sophia, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. She was just very sensitive and I was not equipped. But I'm going to have very fond memories of that. Whenever I'm having my hair done, my nails done, whatever that is, just friend to friend, those are moments I'm very present that I'm going to have as very fond memories in the future. All that to say, my hair is no longer blonde. My skin's great. I didn't have any skin troubles this year. That's fantastic. I do all of the things when it comes to my skin. I have an expensive skincare routine. I'm consistent with it. I sleep with my makeup on once a year. I'm so good about taking care of my skin. It's always moisturized. I use the New Face. I have a red light mask. I have a vitamin C serum, a hyaluronic acid serum. I have retinol, or what is it? What do I use? Tretinoin. I've done both. I have a BHA and AHA exfoliant. I'm fine. I take care of it. I'm also 27, so I think I've left the breakout era. I don't know. There's still adult acne. We'll see. Granted, I'm also on birth control, so I think that helps a bit. Oh my God. Guys, I got off one medication this year. That's so exciting. I was taking a medication for PCOS. I don't take it anymore. I had to take that medication twice a day, and now I'm not doing that. Now I'm just on my Wellbutrin Lexapro cocktail and birth control. And I think I could probably get off the Lexapro at some point this year, but it's working, so why? That's sort of where my psychiatrist is at. She's like, do you feel good? I said, yes. And she's like, so it's working. Like, I see your point. Touché. I don't know. Not that there's anything weak about taking medications. You should never feel any type of way. Oh, I also take an iron supplement. Shout out to the best iron pill in the whole world. This is going to gross out a lot of you. I take Lifeblood. It's grass-fed, finished whole blood extract, spleen and liver. So you're literally swallowing like white and red blood cells and liver and spleen in a capsule. But I'm telling you, if you suffer from low iron and you're low energy because of it, I just took one pill. You can work your way up to taking six, but they're big and that's just so much. I'm at four right now. I feel it. When I take them versus if I'm not taking them that week, I notice. I mean, you can taste it. You're like, that's gross. But it worked so well. That was probably one of my favorite product finds of the whole year. I also made purchases this year. I'm not a big shopper. I'm not. I don't splurge on myself often. And this year, I purchased a gorgeous Acne Studios leather jacket. She costs my rent. Maybe more. And she's perfect in every way. A little bit less money, but still a high ticket item that I purchased was a Needles Patchwork denim jacket. I scoured cities. I looked both in New York and LA. Fleas and malls. I was looking firsthand and secondhand. Help me find the perfect dark denim jacket. Couldn't find it. Found one at Mohawk Men. I went to that store three different times to try it on and just feel like, yeah, it still fits perfect and I haven't found anything I like better. And then after I purchased it, I was back in there and one of the employees goes, yo, jacket, what's up? I was not even wearing the jacket, but I just went in there so many times to try it on. Made a name for myself. He's like, I have such bad news for you. I said, what is it? He goes, it's on sale now, 25% off. I was like, I'm going to kill myself. He's like, I'll give you my employee discount if you see anything else that you like. Unfortunately, I didn't.
Editing Lexi, I got two in the zone and I don't answer questions in this episode, so I have to give you a little ad break. So let's hear from today's sponsors.
None of you are going to be stepping on my open toes this festival and concert season because I will be in boots. And if you need boots, go to Tecovas. They have first wear comfort. So this means little to no break-in period. So if you're listening to this in April and think, oh my gosh, Coachella is right around the corner. I need these boots now, but oh my gosh, breaking in boots is such a pain. No. These boots have little to no break-in period, and they're also such high quality. It's really hard to find high quality boots paired with this level of comfort. They have timeless styles, they're always gonna be on trend. And if you can get into a store, Tecovas believes in Western for all, so you can feel that when you go in, you're gonna be greeted like family, offered a boot shine and a drink, the hard stuff even if you prefer, and you can get custom fitted for a new pair of boots. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They do offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. You know what I wouldn't miss at all? The vicious week before my period when I feel like crawling out of my skin and the cravings. Oh my God, I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled up in batter and deep fried. But now it's easier to manage PMS with estrogen control and hormone harmony. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. The beauty of adaptogens is that they help your body adapt to stressors, so the chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. There are 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony right now, and the biggest benefit is women saying they feel like themselves again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. That's HAPPMAMMOTH.com and use the code Lexi at checkout. Another high ticket item. I got a fantastic deal on these. I've been wanting these shoes for 2 years now. The Bottega Veneta Puddle Boots. I have them in the silver glitter. I'm wearing them right now. I didn't own rain boots. It's raining in LA right now. You might have been able to hear the rain throughout this episode. It started raining very hard, probably 10 minutes ago. So what a perfect day to put on my puddle shoes. They're also perfect for Soak City, am I right? And they look like Polly Pocket shoes. I feel like a Polly Pocket wearing them. I also splurged on a pair of Miu Miu shoes, which have been one of the most selected shoes in Pick My Fit. They look like cleats and they're heels. I also purchased a Miu Miu wallet. The only one that I purchased at the retail store without getting any deal whatsoever was the Acne leather jacket, which, funny enough, I was wearing it to a party, and this girl that I know through mutual friends that I'm always out with, she was like, "Oh my God, I love the jacket. You know I work at Acne, right?" And I said, "No, I had no idea." She's like, "Yeah, if you ever want anything, let me know. I get 50% off." I was like, "Do you know how much I just spent on this?" She's like, "I wish you told me." I'm like, "Girl, I don't know you enough to ask something so generous. But if it means nothing to you, oh my God." I will. That being said, I've experienced zero buyer's remorse. If anything, every time I see it, I just grow fonder. And I realize what a perfect piece it is and how glad I am to own it. Now let's talk finances. I'll say it. Wasn't my best financial year. Did I have any really fun brand collaborations? Nothing crazy, just my classics. I love working with ThredUp. I love working with Half Days. ThredUp is a secondhand, it's an online thrift store. And then Half Days is a women-owned ski wear brand. And it's fun. It's like a little luxurious, but still very playful. I worked with Redken, which was fun because that's just such a well-known brand. And I always feel honored when I'm associated with such a big brand. And then also Harmless Harvest. I don't think they're as well known as Redken, but I liked that as well. Hoping for a better financial year in 2024. Granted, as I had said previously, I wasn't posting very much on YouTube. And that was a huge income source and sponsor source for me in the past. Do you guys want to hear my wish list for brands that I want to work with in the new year? I'd love to work with Maya Fragrance. It's my favorite fragrance that I wear. Get compliments on it every single time. Would love to work with them. Something sporty like North Face or Columbia, Patagonia, something of that sort. And then be able to take something a bit more glamorous or fashion forward to pair with it. My dream would be being a part of that Gucci North Face campaign. That's so fun. Where it's so high end, but it's also sporty and outdoorsy. One of my favorite beauty brands right now is Hourglass. I have not tried an Hourglass product that I didn't love, and I would love to post for them. Same thing with Fresh Beauty. I love their skincare. My skin loves their skincare, so I would be more than happy to. Gani. I also should have mentioned that in my big purchases. I purchased a fairly pricey Gani blouse, but I love it, so no regrets there. I'd love to work with Gani. I want to get on Pat McGrath's PR list. Her eyeshadows are so good. I've only ever tried the shadows and the lip gloss, but they're so good. Or Uniqlo. I wear a lot of Uniqlo. So those are base level. Then if I'm dreaming bigger, Acne, right? So sick. Or this is, I don't know if this is dreaming bigger, but like Barnes & Noble or an Audible or a bookstore. I read so many books. I have so many book recommendations. That would be the easiest content to create if I'm just showing up on Reels, being like, here's a book that you need to read right now. And if you want to know where to get them here. Editing Lexi, little did I know that just a few days later, I would be offered a sponsor from Audible. They're sponsoring my first YouTube video of the year where I talk about every single book that I read this year, because 14 of the books that I listened to this year, I listened as an Audible book or as an audiobook on Audible. So if you've ever wanted to try, you better try through my code. You better go to audible.com/LexiLombard or text Lexi Lombard, all one word, to 500-500 for your free trial, because I am such a fan. That's so cool though, me just being like, I'd love to work with them. Girl, you are. I want to be a Coach girl or an Aritzia girl. Have you seen how many, like, all the cool girlies are working with Coach and Aritzia? All my friends are working with them. I'm like, I want to get in. I want in on this cake. A car brand would be fun. A Jeep, a Land Rover, Mercedes, BMW, Audi. So fun. You know, just dreaming. Opposite end of the spectrum. After speaking about the very earthly things, let's think about the ethereal, the spiritual, the metaphysical things. I became a lot more in tune and confident within my spirituality this year. I get stronger in it every single year. I would maybe argue that I was strongest in it as an infant and as a child, and then you sort of waver into the human experience and then find yourself back where you were prior, which is maybe what's happening. But I am in my head, in my journal, in my meditations, feeling comfortable and confident with what is beyond. And I used to feel that I'm too smart to believe in any of that. And now I feel I'm too smart to not. I did a lot of journaling this year. I did a lot of reading this year. I think I read 26 books. Last year I read 22, the year before 21. So this has been my biggest year yet. I think what pushed me ahead was listening to audiobooks because I think I can do that a bit faster. I have a lot more time in the car than I do just downtime at my house. And it's a really easy way to multitask, so I want to continue that in the new year. I got back in therapy, which feels great just as a resource, as a support system. I made new friends. That's so fun, actually. I hadn't really thought about that. I feel very fortunate within my social life. I've always had a very rich social life, and friends have come easy to me. I'm a natural friend. It doesn't take a lot of effort on my part. It's very innate in who I am. And the friendship giving and receiving is very natural for me. I would argue that romantic relationships are not nearly as easy, or even familial relationships are not nearly as easy. I've always been a much better friend than maybe a family member or romantic partner. So that's a lesson that I could learn in due time. But it's sweet to know that every single year I just always end up with new friends, more friends. It feels amazing when you can travel the globe and have places that feel like home. Things I need to work on, all right? Less texting and driving. I've gotten very, very bad. Naughty girl. Should not be texting and driving. I'm always texting and driving. That is not okay. And what's even worse is I'm not a big texter to begin with, and now my brain associates being in the car with texting. Because oftentimes my phone's propped up with a GPS, and so I'm looking at my phone and I'm not always looking at my phone. So now that my phone's right in front of my face, my brain thinks, oh, good time to text. That's a habit I need to break. Everyone is better off with me not texting while I'm driving. Other habits. I'm pretty clean, you know. My roommate's been gone for the last week or so, and whenever I have the place to myself, it's always a good test of, like, how am I managing? Like, how much of the mess is mine? Feel pretty confident in my cleanliness. Nothing's gone too awry. I'm trying to think of my bad habits. A habit I want to break is shyness around asking. I think there's so much power in being a bit forward and not being embarrassed to ask for what you want. And different side of the same coin, saying no to what I don't want. Because sometimes I will accept something that I don't exactly want because I didn't ask for it, or because I wasn't strong enough to say no in it. And that's something I want to learn. I think, well, maybe not. Okay, here's where my head's at right now. I was going to say that maybe this year is going to be learning yes and no, and giving and receiving, which can overlap. Like, if there was a four circle Venn diagram, there would be overlap in them. But then I hesitated because I know that I'm guilty of very black and white thinking, and things being that binary would just strengthen that belief system. So I don't know. I don't know what this year is about. Damn, I really swapped. I was thinking, I'm going to head into this podcast studio and I'm going to talk about ideas, what I have for this upcoming year, because I'm not in the mood to reflect because I'm not feeling sentimental. And yet here I am reflecting. I'm not feeling very sentimental about it, but it was very data driven. Like, let's go to the YouTube channel. Let's see what's up. Let's go to the podcast. Let's see what's up. I love data. Let's go to my notes app. Let me read off my list of podcast titles. And you can let me know on Instagram if any of them interest you. They're sort of like titles, but they're more topics that I want to expand on. Starting from the top, detach from the outcome. How to be alone. How to have a mental breakdown. Whose brain are you sharing? LA is so boundaried up. Beetlejuice and Brokeback Mountain. The guilt of gossiping. Growing pains. Oh, I actually did that. That became an episode. My public sharing limit. I think this is going to be a concept that will become more popular in the future now that regular people are sharing large amounts of their life to the public. And I think we're going to reach a limit where you're like, I need to keep some things for myself. Like, what is my public sharing limit? Next, dry spell versus rest period. I think this works most easily in the concept of sex. Like, are you having a dry spell? Like, can you just not get laid? Or are you having a rest period? Being in love. But I have, instead of smelling sex, you smell the person. You know what I mean? Oh, that's the one. No, there's so many complicated parts about having sex with someone. Because I can detach sometimes. Oh, it's so complicated. It's so frustrating. Because sometimes I'm in the mood to sleep with someone. And that's what I'm in the mood for. And then it lingers and turns into other things. I'm like, I didn't want that. Even like day after, I'm like, oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. 2 days later, I'm like, you know what? I don't know. That was like kind of intimate. 3 days later, I'm like, fuck, what did I do? Maybe I should have waited. And then sometimes that doesn't happen. And I can't predict when it's going to happen and when it's not going to happen. And then on top of it, there's all these associations. Like when the smell of sex smells, that becomes, what am I trying to say? How do I say this? When I have sex with someone, sex starts to smell like that person. So when I have sex with someone else or if I have sex with myself, it smells like that person. And I'm like, no, I'm not trying to think about this person right now. Anyway, when I'm in love, that'll be adorable. Because every time I smell sex, I'm like, oh, the one I love. Then we have a loss versus a release. Parentheses, wait, friends. New men or no men. Being a bitch. Fangirl mentality. How to be confident if you're not society's version of hot. Who's on your apocalypse team? Infantilizing. Maturing my work and my work setting. Luck versus exposure. Healing from something you didn't even know was pain. Why you should call your mom. We'll see if any of these become things. The cool thing about ideas is that there's always more. Ideas come so easily. I say that with a grain of salt, but it costs nothing to come up with an idea. And the more ideas you come up with, the more ideas you'll come up with. So I'm excited for the ideas that I'll come up with in the new year. I think the cool thing about reflecting is that 365 days ago, none of these memories and experiences existed to me. And even if it wasn't this revolutionary year or I didn't experience a massive loss or tragedy, that doesn't mean the year didn't serve a purpose and have value. And I'm excited. I feel grateful for the last year and all my experiences within it. And I'm excited for this new year. What's ahead? I'm in a good spot, which feels nice. I also love New Year's Eve. It's my favorite holiday. And since this is pre-recorded, let's hope I get kissed. Because how cute is that? That we get to dress up all cute and then we kiss? Come on. Name a better holiday. Half of you were like, that's the worst holiday ever. Whatever. I love it. I hope you guys had a fantastic holiday season and you're ready for the new year. And you're ready for a bunch of episodes and more of me because I'm not going anywhere. If you can count on one thing in this world, it's the damn At Lexi podcast. Let me tell you. So thank you so much for listening. I adore you all inside and out, and I will talk to you very soon. XOXO, Lexi.